Hasn't this been an enjoyable, beautiful morning? As a child, I loved to sing in church, and I always sang loud. And the choir director would always say, "Not so loud." When I became a teenager, especially junior high, I sang even louder to aggravate more than any other reason. When I went to Baylor, I became the minister of music at First Baptist Church of Marlin. David Sanders' dad had been minister of music some years before. The folks there never said I sang too loud. They were just glad to be able to hear someone. And now for 32 years as a pastor, in every church, on the platform, a music minister, John included, will look at me and say, "Not so loud." I love to sing. I love congregational singing, specials and instrumental and choral, yes, but congregational. You know, the Christian faith is a singing faith. Scripture testifies to that in the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. Israel not only crossed the Jordan, but before that, remember when they crossed the Red Sea? After all those years of bondage and deliverance was there, when they got to the other side, Exodus 15, Moses and all the Israelites burst into song. Exodus 15, 22 verses of singing. The Psalms, 150 hymns of the faith. The Psalms, of course, that was the congregational worship hymnal as they gathered to worship. Sometimes their hymns were on thanksgiving and praise. Sometimes the hymns were more about the wisdom of God. Some of the Psalter includes pilgrimage hymns, and some were songs of lament and sorrow and why. The New Testament picked right up on singing. Mary, the angel, came and she burst into song. Zechariah, after he got his voice back, began to sing as well. And the angels, it's bound to be a Bible study, angels are always singing. The early church continued this aspect of the Christian faith, singing. It was Martin Luther who began to write his theology in song. It drove the popes all right over the edge. As the Protestant Reformation took place, Luther was joined. Charles Wesley, a good Methodist, 6,000 hymns. Think about that. 6,000 hymn lyrics Wesley gave us. Oh, Baptist, they were in it too. Smith and Keach each wrote songs of the faith to share with the church. Then as times progressed, D.L. Moody would preach, and Ira Sankey would lead in the singing. Billy Graham would preach, and can't you see Cliff Barrows bringing all those grand stadiums into song, and Bev Shea would lead in special music. The Gaithers really changed congregational singing. A big pivotal moment in the church as the Gaithers began to take old and new and contemporary, and the church grabbed a hold to it. My generation, oh, to hear Sandy Patty or Amy Grant still just floods my soul with joy. And congregational singing continues. New great writers, the Gettys and Hillsong, Chris Tomlin, Mercy Me, Third Day, Casting Crowns. Here's one to look up, Skillet. That'll bless you. Why do we sing? Why do I sing? Why do believers sing? I sing because of my salvation. The psalmist, Psalm 43. Psalm 40. I waited patiently on the Lord. He turned to me. He heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and he set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand, and He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to God. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me. Now safe am I. We sing because of our salvation. The prodigal in Luke 15, Walker preached on it. I spoke about it during Lent. That prodigal came home and they had a barbecue, they had a dance, and they had singing. And the brother, remember, said, "Why did you do this for him?" And he said, "Son, he was lost and has been found. He was dead, and now he's alive." We sing because of our salvation. We also sing because of victory in the midst of struggles. Remember on Maundy Thursday, I shared that Jesus, after that Lord's Supper, that Last Supper, on His way to the garden, before the trial, before the cross, and before the resurrection, Jesus and the apostles, they sang a hymn. They sang a hymn before He then goes and says, "God, let this cup pass. If there's any way, God, let me live." But he sang a hymn because he knew that ultimately victory would come. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, they're in prison, and it's darkest moment, midnight. They begin to sing a hymn. They didn't know an earthquake was coming. They didn't know when God would deliver. But in the midst of their struggle, they knew victory would sometime come, and they sing. One of the darkest periods, probably the darkest period of our nation. During slavery, during that dark time, Negro spirituals were born from the words and the mouth of slaves who sang, "Swing low, sweet chariot, someday coming for to carry me home." They didn't know when the victory would come, but they sang, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand." They sang, "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen, nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory. Hallelujah." We sing in the midst of our struggle, knowing that God is faithful and victory will come. And I sing because I'm filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Listen to this verse Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery and bad singing. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord God." Now, maybe this is not a good illustration during the coronavirus time and liquor stores and wine consumption at an all-time high, but those who are filled with spirits, they sing loud and they sing out of control. But when you're filled with the Spirit, you sing out of His control. When the Spirit of God lives in you, you can't keep that Spirit in. You've got to sing. You've got to sing. Psalm 95, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song." I sing because of my salvation. I sing because of my victory in the midst of struggles. I sing because the Spirit is within. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye, it's on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.